The U.S. government are offering all possible assistance to Americans and the Sri Lankan government alike. We urge that any evildoers be brought to justice.
This is Fox News.
We'll play this for everybody who might have had different or difficult company this
First
weekend.
First I was afraid, I was petrified, when I heard that in a week my in-laws would arrive. Oh, I kept searching in my soul and wondering how they get parole. The last time they all were here, I was in therapy for a year, and now they're back. It's been one day, and already her mother asked me how much I get paid. We had to put out once again the ugly wedding gifts from them, and every night there is no vote. We have to watch Murder, She Wrote. I will survive, I will survive. As long as I know how to drink, I know I'll stay alive. Her grandma has a creepy rash, and she's got crumbs in her mustache. Her little brother's just a pot, but he just tried to sell me pot. I'm gonna have a heart attack, because her father asked me how's his daughter in the sack. And every night at 3 a.m. I hear someone coughing up phlegm. And when I went to use the bath, there were Depends in the trash. Oh no, please make them leave. I'm gonna have to kill them before they kill me. And then they'll never be too far, buried out in the backyard, buried alive. Give me a high five, I will survive.
Well, I gotta give credit for consistency to...
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
In this one. Both of them, in condemning those attacks in Sri Lanka, chose not to use the word Christians who were targeted by those. I'm surprised that some news outlets are actually referring to them as radical Islamists. Oh my goodness. But both of them, two worshipers. Yeah? Well, the people that killed 300 people were worshipers. Would it kill you to make the differentiation with one word? What is that word? Man, they're like vampires. Whoa! Condemning attacks. Tell the freaking... It just... Doesn't this frighten anybody, or am I just alone? And I forget who it was. Some conservative. By the way, how about Mitt Romney?
Yeah.
There is a big... if there ever was one. For him, I read the Mueller report and I find its content sickening. You know what I find sickening? The way you wimped out in 2012. And when you were called out for correctly identifying the threat of Russia, you just let it slide. Because you're a coward. And now you have the audacity, because somebody had the chutzpah and the fire to do what you couldn't, who got the job you wanted and were rejected in favor of a guy who had accomplished fundamentally nothing except the destruction of our healthcare system. And now you're taking pot shots from your Senate seat from Utah. Is that where you're from now? And not Massachusetts? What a bunch of losers. Dan Crenshaw, 2024. 5 minutes after 5 o'clock. Lewis Lawn now offering a new product. Traditional lawn tractor mowers. In stock and considered a non-zero turn. Their steering wheel. I actually test rode one in a recent visit there. Beautiful tractors, too. I mean, it's almost like taking... They're so nice. I mean, this used to think of those as... This is outdoor stuff and there's no comfort or luxury in this. You're out there to work. Use this to do a job. But actually, it looks like they took a car and put a mower underneath it and left it, you know, open air. It's really cool. They, of course, still have the Echo and Exmark and Toro zero-turn mowers. The individual mowers, of which I've been a twice purchaser. One of them was 10 years ago, and I gave it to my the guy that rents the old place, and it still works for him. This is good stuff. And at Lewis Lawn, they're there to service it for you or repair it if you have a warrant. When you get a warranty with what you buy, you go to a box store, they're going to give you an 800 number to call, or you're kind of on your own. You may have a warranty card, but try and use it. Can't take it back to the store where you bought it. So what do you do? That's why it's always best to partner up with Lewis Lawn. The professionals do it for exactly that reason, because they can't afford to be down for days at a time, and they need trustworthy mechanics to repair or service something so they're not out waiting and losing money for something to get done. That same service is available to the individual homeowner. And now they've doubled their size, their showroom size, and their ability, their capacity at Lewis Lawn at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Their number is 244-9191. And they are open from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday at that location. And by the way, they're still looking for, since they've doubled their size, they're looking for people to help with all that new work that's there. So they're looking for drivers with a good driving record and people who aren't afraid to put in a full day. Try them. They're wonderful folks. Great members of the community. Wonderful local business. Lewis Lawn. Traffic and weather together, and then we'll talk to Brant.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
As we move on into the 5 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and things look pretty good for this time of the day. It's busy on the boulevard, but we don't see any major problems. If you're on Taylor Road, there's a large crowd of cars over there. Just be careful in the East Chase area. Your traffic jam will extend all the way out to Vaughan Road. We do have an accident at Bell Road and the Troy Highway. If you're coming in or out of town on 231, just be careful there. We don't see a bit of trouble on the interstates. Just be careful as you head on to the house this afternoon. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I'm Ellis Eskew with CBS 8 and ABC 32. The city of Montgomery is one of five Smart Cities Readiness Challenge winners. By winning the Smart Cities Readiness Challenge, Montgomery will receive global recognition, new development opportunities, and access to a year-long technology program. Montgomery Fire and Rescue responded to several fires overnight. One of them was the youth facility on Industrial School Road. Upon arrival, units found a large metal building with heavy smoke. No injuries were reported. Investigators are looking into the cause of the fire. They also responded to a structure fire on Delano Avenue. Authorities say a large metal storage building was well involved. No injuries were reported. And today is Earth Day, and the Montgomery Zoo celebrated with an Earth Day safari. Students participated in an endangered species scavenger hunt, trivia games, and live animal presentations. And today is also Confederate Memorial Day. All state offices will be closed today for the holiday. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are enjoying a nice string of days that will continue probably till late week. Our forecast calling for mostly clear tonight, but not quite as cool. The overnight low temperature drops to about 54. That's actually near normal for this time of the year. Tomorrow, a mostly sunny day. The warming trend continues. I think we're in the mid-80s for a high tomorrow, near 60 tomorrow night. Wednesday's high up to about 84. Still dry, partly cloudy. And then some widely scattered showers start popping up by Thursday afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms become likely Thursday night into Friday. The pollen count in the medium to high range now and in the medium range tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Boy, there are times when you know they're not talking about your show, and that's one of them. Let's say hi to Papa John.
Gregory.
Yes, sir.
You were talking about Lewis Long.
Yes.
Guess what I did today?
What did you do today?
I went and bought me a new weed whacker.
A new weed whacker?
And, yep.
Which brand did you choose?
That's my story.
Oh.
I went in with one thing in my mind. I was going to go buy steel.
Mm-hmm.
And I got talking to the salespeople there, and the guy says, you know what? Let me tell you something. And we talked for a while about how I use it and all the rest of it. He said, let me tell you something. I think you can save a little money, actually get a unit that's got a better warranty on it than that one. He said, there's nothing wrong with steel. It's a great unit.
Yeah.
But he said, I'm telling you what, we've had some great experience with the Echo.
Yeah.
And I looked at it, and you know, that's what I bought. But my point is, these salespeople don't just stand there and take your order.
Mm-hmm.
They talk to you. They find out how you use it, how you might want to use it in a different way. And then they give you some options. And I really appreciate that because having, you know, been in sales myself in years past, I always tried to do that. But a lot of times today, you don't find people take and go to that trouble. I'm really appreciative of it. I'm really appreciate that y'all advertise with y'all. And then they back it up by giving you great service. So
they're phenomenal people, man. It's a good
kudos out to them. Great experience. And again, I appreciate so much there, not just wanting to take my money, but actually getting involved in how I use what I use and trying to help me make the best decision.
Appreciate the call, man. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later.
There's one of the good guys in the world right there. Oh, I've got back-to-back good guys right there. Because we go from talking to Papa John to Mr. Right on the Money.
Grant. Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. How are you, sir?
Hey, Greg. I'm doing great. I'm doing really well. It was a gorgeous weekend.
Yeah.
Yesterday was amazing.
Yesterday was one of the best Easters, certainly the best I've had since I've been in Montgomery. Not just because the weather was great, it was just a wonderful day.
Yeah, I have to agree. I mean, just from start to finish, just a phenomenal day. As a matter of fact, I ran into Rich over lunch over there at Metro, and we were just raving about what a great job he did in creating the weather like he did yesterday. So
yes, we he gets all the blame when something gets rained out or it's too cold. So he deserves credit when there's a day like, and today too. Today's been a little warmer, but phenomenal. It won't be long before we're all complaining about the heat and humidity. So,
believe me, I know it's coming. I dread it.
My daughter had a great weekend, and Easter Sunday is the busiest day at Zoo Miami of the whole year. So they were full up, you know, with putting together productions for the kids and all kinds of stuff. So she was very happily occupied, and there's a couple of cute pictures of her on my Facebook page today.
Ah.
So if you get a chance, take a look. The market just was a little off today. What's the tenor? What were the big stories on Wall Street?
Yeah, so this is a huge week for earnings. I mean, I can't state that enough. I mean, we've just got every, you know, major big name you can think of is going to be reporting really between now and the end of the week. There wasn't a whole lot today. I think this morning, you know, when I woke up earlier in the morning, we saw news coming out that the White House was going to finally eliminate once for all this whole deal with Iran and the other countries' ability to gain oil, access to oil from Iran without massive fines or penalties. And so we saw crude oil up significantly before the market opened. That was a pretty big deal. So you're going to see gas prices begin to move higher as a result of this. Mm-hmm. That was a big deal. And I think that, you know, when you see crude oil moving that quickly and it's on pace now to continue to move higher, it appears, you have to pay attention to that. And I think most economists do, just because it really does act as sort of a tax on consumers.
Yeah.
That's a major part of their day-to-day life, let's face it. And, every day that gas price goes up, it eats into discretionary income. Aside from that, we didn't really get a whole lot of news other than really just sort of watching the politics behind the scenes. It's interesting to me. I've been trying to really spend a little bit of time trying to understand what the Democrats' position is going to be going forward after this Mueller report has been released, and we see the redacted version now that's come out for everyone to view. And it's pretty interesting because this whole talk of impeachment, you know, continues to be discussed, and I don't think the leadership, in the Democratic Party does not want to talk about impeachment. There are factions within the party that absolutely do, and they want to, you know, really press the issue hard. Up until now, it's been, you know, Pelosi and Schumer saying, you know, well, we're not going to discuss that. Let's see the Mueller report. Let's get it out. Let's see what it is. Well, it's out. There's really not a whole lot there. And so now they've shifted their tone into, well, we're going to have some hearings just to kind of find out what we think really went on. But they don't want to talk about impeachment. Now, keep in mind, the leadership in the House really doesn't have much power. They don't have anything to do. They don't. I mean, they can bring forth bills or whatever, but they know that it's dead in the Senate. So what they're going to do from a political standpoint, it appears to me, is they're going to use this remaining time they have before the next election to sort of grandstand and attempt to continue to keep this news in front of the American people week after week after week, all the way until the election. I mean, you'll see Mueller himself, you know, have to come before Congress and testify about certain aspects of his own report. So this is not going to go away, but I think Pelosi, you know, she's on record. She doesn't want to talk about impeachment, and I think that's wise and smart politically. That's what.
Well, you know, here's the thing, and I blasted off on this early in the show, because there was a quote for her on Fox News to the effect that we must continue to seek the truth. And I'm thinking, what was the $35 million and 2+ years all about? If that isn't, you told us the Mueller report's the truth. You better be ready for it. And there, no collusion, no obstruction. So they didn't get what they wanted. Now all of a sudden, well, now we need to waste 2 more years and God knows how many millions of dollars and hours of the American people's time accomplishing nothing in addressing real problems while they go after this one man. And I don't think that's going to be a winning strategy, Brent. I just don't.
Well, I don't either. And I think most of the people who are talking impeachment are people who are relatively new to the game in terms of politics. If you think about the old-timers, the ones that have been there a while, I think they have a lot to be concerned about, and I'll tell you why. Because I think what Trump is doing, he's laying in the wings to kind of see how they handle this. But I can assure you, he's also reminding them that there's a lot out there with regard to those emails and with Hillary and a lot of other things that went on behind the scenes in the Obama administration that probably had something to do, or rather some of these folks that are still there were involved with. So this could turn into a tit for tat type thing, and I hate that, you know, that if we go down that path, I really hate it. You know, no one wants to see that kind of thing, and I think personally that's why Pelosi and Schumer are trying to back off of this a little bit. They know this. They know that there's no there's nothing good that's going to really come out of it. At the end of the day. As we've talked about in politics, everyone on both sides of the aisle know that it's very, very difficult to overcome a strong economy, a healthy economy, healthy jobs, and healthy wages. It's extremely difficult to do that. And all you do is embarrass yourself if you go down this path and make a mistake in terms of what you're trying to accomplish. So anyway, but it is important to watch because, you know, you do want to, there are times throughout this process that you could see it, you know, the tentacles of which could make their way into financial markets if there's something big. And sometimes you can find yourself getting involved in various industries or sectors where the politics starts to boil up, if you will. And so for that reason, we do. We're kind of keeping up with that. But on the other side of things, you know, certainly this deal that went down this morning, I don't know if anyone caught it, but Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, held a press conference. He was talking about this whole thing with Iran. That's going to take about a million barrels of oil off the market per day. Mm-hmm. That's why we saw crude oil prices going up. And I think too, these earnings are coming in a lot better than people had feared, and that's really being welcomed by the market. Now, if you look at the level of cash that's in the system right now, a lot of people, the average person, is still not in the market. And if we get through this quarter and it looks like things went relatively well and most of the guidance was pretty strong, I think you could see some cash come off the sidelines. We probably have an opportunity to break through the old high, maybe 3-5% above the high before we start to move sideways again and get into sort of a lull into the, you know, the summer months of late May and June, where there aren't a whole lot of catalyst. And so that's what we expect. That's what we're looking at. But I tell you what, it's going to be a fun week because I love earnings and I love talking about.
I love the fact that they're coming in better than expected, you know. Mm-hmm. That's been the Trump presidency.
That's right.
You know, not everybody. Well, who was the big wig on Wall Street that said he'll crash the market? It was just one prediction of doom after another. Now, I am a little bit concerned about these oil prices, but I can't argue. See, he's taking a hardline stance with Iran. They're a threat. Who knows what connections they may have had to that tragedy in Sri Lanka, because they are a global terrorism sponsor. And they are not our friends. Not the leadership over there, anyway. Boy, if you ever get a chance, take a look at Iran in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like parts of the U.S. You know, fashions, everything. I mean, it was very Western.
Very Western. And so many, there are a lot of Iraqis who managed to get out of the country before it all went downhill.
I had some friends in Florida who were
their way.
Huh? I had friends in Florida who were among them, yes.
Yeah, and I have friends, some friends as well, went to school with some. But they wound up in America, and they're very, very, you know, sort of pro-democracy and
right.
Pro-American values and all of that. And, yeah, it's a shame. It's incredible what can happen, you know, in a short period of time like that. But at any rate, yeah, a lot of big earnings. We've got Coke, Procter & Gamble, Verizon, Lockheed, Microsoft. I mean, the list goes on and on, all coming out this week. These are big heavyweight names, and so.
Well, I think the amount of Diet Coke we've consumed at my place will probably put them in good shape for earnings tomorrow, just off my consumption.
Yeah.
At 5:23, as we talked about on our show this morning, this is a great time to take control of your money, especially if you got a tax refund. All right, so you got a little chunk of change there. Do you want to just go out and blow it, or do you want to start putting your money to work for you? And that's where a conversation with Brandt and his team at McDonald and Hagen can start you making better decisions. When you have the opportunity to start setting aside, plan for the rainy day that everybody's going to have at some point or another, you know that. And then some of the things that you'll have to deal with as life goes on. Kids going to college. Maybe you need a bigger house. Maybe you'd like to start saving for your retirement. Because if you save a little bit every week or month now, in 30 years, you're going to be in good shape. So start the process with a call to 387-0094 and have the experience of meeting a great team of money managers who can help you make decisions and help you build for your own future. 387-0094. That's McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brent, look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely. I do too. Hey, I think I'm coming in studio tomorrow.
Oh, well, drop by, man. We'll look forward to it.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun.
All righty.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Got a note here from Mike Mitchell. 85 North, exit 38 to 42 is shut down and has been since we got into the studio today due to a truck calamity. And if you have anything that you see out there that's just happened, always feel free to call us at 272-9228 so we can get it down to this guy.
Montgomery Skywatch, rolling through the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we do see an accident you'll want to know about. It's on 65 northbound, right in the downtown area around Clay Street and the Bell Street area, so watch out there. Otherwise, the interstates are rolling along just fine. We don't see any problems on I-85 at all. The boulevard's extra busy, especially on the south side this afternoon. Around the Troy Highway, traffic is jamming up, and around the Atlanta Highway. If you are on the Atlanta Highway, there's a pretty large crowd going with you, and we see a big bunch of cars on Taylor Road as well. Let's be careful and get home safely this afternoon. Invisible Fence has indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pets safe and at home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence for all the information. Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Let's go back to this Levin clip that we started last hour from Life, Liberty, and Levin on Fox on Sunday night. We're about midway at a logical stopping point where he is. This guy is an attorney himself. In fact, he worked in the Reagan administration, in the DOJ, I believe, with Ed Meese. So I'll tell you what, I would never want to debate. I wouldn't debate him if he said it was Tuesday today, and I know it's Monday. I still wouldn't debate him. He's brilliant. So let's hear.
He would be disbarred.
Mueller.
And the people behind the scenes who are contributing to this report, writing this report for the House of Representatives, writing this impeachment report for the House of Representatives, they would be disbarred too. And that's the reason that he didn't seek a subpoena. Not only would he lose, because, ladies and gentlemen, they can smear the President of the United States without it. And that's exactly what's been done here. But they're not done. The media is leading the charge. Have you seen these legal analysts? How are they legal analysts? Do you have to be a slip and fall lawyer to be a legal analyst? Do you have to be so pathetically foolish and hyper-political to be a legal analyst? I look over at CNN. You see that legal analyst? I look over at MSNBC. You see that legal analyst? These are legal analysts? What the hell have they ever done? Well, one of them used to work for an independent counsel, Lawrence Walsh. That didn't end very well, did it, Tubin? The other one, Abrams, Dan Abrams, not particularly sharp either. But they've been wrong the whole time. All of a sudden, no talk about collusion. How many of these legal analysts? How many of these anchormen, how many of these so-called reporters, how many of these so-called former federal prosecutors and academia and all the rest, how many of them are going to apologize to the American people? No collusion. How many of them said, wow, he can be indicted for this, indicted for that? Adam Schiff, I've got hard evidence. Mark Warner, he's got hard evidence. No evidence, nothing on collusion. So what do they get? We got to fall back on obstruction. We got to fall back on obstruction. Now, here's my question to you. How in the world can a president of the United States be accused of obstruction by any objective person when he doesn't trigger any privilege at any time for anything while his administration is being investigated? While he allows every single member of his staff, including his own White House counsel, to spend time with the prosecutors, when in fact he fired nobody other than Comey, who deserved it, plus some, how can you accuse him of obstruction? Well, it's the intent. Did he have a corrupt intent? Well, clearly he had no corrupt intent, or he would have done a hell of a lot more than he did. Well, you know, it doesn't mean there has to be an underlying crime. So here we are. On the one hand, legally, he's in the clear. Always was, by the way. I announced that like a year and a half ago. He's in the clear. On the other hand, we have politics. We have politics. So now we're told that this half of the report, volume two, obstruction, raises political questions, impeachment questions. So we're beyond the legal issues. President didn't do anything wrong. Now, we're going to leave it to the Democrats in the House of Representatives and Gerald Nadler. Everybody knows he's objective. He's so smart. Now we're going to leave it to him and his fellow Democrats, the political jury, to take a look at this and to pursue other information and to decide if the President of the United States should be removed from office. The same President of the United States they sought to prevent from getting in office in the first place under this collusion nonsense. Now they want to remove him from being President of the United States on this obstruction nonsense. I'll be right back.
That's what they want to do. Now, what's the counterpunch to all this? The counterpunch, I'm sorry, has to be, and I don't think Trump's just sitting there, you know, going, blah, blah, blah. There's polls showing his approval below 40 now. I don't buy it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't buy it. When I see Rasmussen having him at 39, then I'll think about it. But I think the biggest negative about Trump is all we hear is this crap about the Mueller report, collusion, Russia. And now, you know, they're going to steer it in a different direction. And the entire country, other than what Trump's been able to get through, will have wasted 4 years. And I still like his chances to get reelected. Because what are they going to run? Pete Buttigieg?
Buttigieg.
You know, I don't know. I don't think most Americans don't care that you're gay. They really don't. People don't have time for that anymore. That ship sailed a long time ago. On the other hand, I don't think we need to know that. Think of the gayest thing you can think of, and that's how gay I am. That's what he said last week. He did.
Well, there's some particular things that are gay.
He said, "How?" I guess some idiot said, well, like, it's like Larry David on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Well, there's pre-gay, and then there's definitely, you know, he had all these classifications.
I mean, you could dress up in drag. You could, you know, be a big fan of glitter
Vito.
And feather boas and... Like, you could even love daily soap operas and Oprah and the, you know, Housewives of Atlanta, GA. But I'm thinking of there's only a few specific acts that are really gay.
Well, that's how gay he is, he says.
Fair enough.
In his own words.
At least he enjoys it.
But why, I don't want to know about that.
Yeah, I don't care either.
Is that going to be the big consideration for presidential timber? That makes... Absolutely. We have better things to discuss.
Well, and it's not like, you know, I have a thing against Buttigieg and his sexuality. I don't want to hear about Mike Pence stupping his wife either.
Pence doesn't talk about that.
Right. I don't, you know, like, he hasn't.
Well, it's none of anybody's business.
Right. And I don't want to hear about it.
But why are you complaining about something he hasn't done? Buttigieg did this.
No, I'm making the point that I don't care about Pence and I don't care about Buttigieg. I'm not knocking Mike Pence. Pence never brought it up. I don't see why Buttigieg
no,
needs
Pence
to...
No, Pence got railed. He got waylaid by the media because he made the statement, I would not be seen in public with a woman, not my wife, unless my wife was there, and they crucified him for that.
You know who would probably talk openly about their sex life?
Me.
Especially if you get a like drink or two in them.
You got a sec?
No, not you. I'm not talking about you. Sleepy Joe, as the president's calling him.
Oh, Joe Biden?
I think Joe Biden would talk about that crap.
In what regard?
I think it'd be like locker room talk.
Oh.
Oh, man.
All guys talk like that.
Me and Jill the other night, my goodness.
Well.
I found this thing at the gas station. And I don't know why Joe Biden sounds like Vince McMahon.
What was that stuff? I don't know that they still do, but my little Quick Stop down in Florida had this... stuff right there at the cash register. I forget the name of it. It was like an herb or something.
Horned goat weed?
God.
No, there's a hilarious... I think for Men's Health, this guy did an article a few years back for all the different sort of enhancement products.
Yes.
From stuff at the gas station to like stem cell injection.
Mm.
And by the way, the stem cell injections worked.
Oh.
Yeah, apparently he grew. But he said the stuff at the gas station, it's amazing people take that stuff because it's just like ephedrine, caffeine. Like, it just, it will kill you if you take too much.
You know, I just don't understand why somebody would risk their body on a gas station drug.
Sometimes people are desperate. I'm sure you understand being in the throes of passion. This is my one chance. I could have been a contender.
Here's Mike.
Hey, I was going to update that wreck on 85 North. There's actually a wreck in the exit lane at exit 38. headed north. So it's blocking the right-hand lane, and then there's another one that's on up past that. It's got traffic backed up to the torch wire road.
There's a flipped-out truck up there. We've known about that since 3, so this is new, this exit 38 thing.
Yeah.
So there's
But I was going to say, the counterpunch for all of this Mueller waste-of-time crap that they put the country through will be the red wave to take back the House. An overwhelming and 4 more years of Big Papa Trump.
To me, about to say re-election. What the Democrats have done is, at this point, suicidal. They have allowed the crackpots to take over. The media is giving the crackpots all the attention, and they got to be scaring the crap out of people in this country with, high-speed rail, no cows, no planes, and everything government. I'm sorry, I don't think Obamacare was enough of a taste of what you get from the government with your health care.
That's so, right.
Thank you for the call.
Sure.
All righty. Now we have...
Now, are we required, if we're going to talk about Buttigieg, that we call him Gay Mayor Pete?
I don't think so.
Because it just seems like that's a big selling point. Like, he's not just a mayor. He not only can he speak Norwegian... He's like super duper gay, guys.
Need some wood? Great. What if anybody votes based on that?
Yeah,
they get what they deserve.
You know what though? When it comes to voting, Greg, I can vote for any reason I please.
They have all these,
and my vote counts just as much as yours.
They have all these little darlings, AOC, and the hate bitches in Minnesota. Minnesota stand, excuse me.
Truth doesn't matter. Your emotions don't matter. The only thing that matters is my vote and your vote. Isn't it lovely, the system we have?
It's the one we got.
Yeah, it's the one we got. I suppose it's better than, like, the crap you see on Game of Thrones. Well, I have a blood right. I'm so-and-so the third and of the first men and the Andals.
I have breaking flaming heterosexual news.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
We want to wish a happy 30th anniversary to Mike and Kendra Prim.
Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Not their birthday, you dope.
You stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard.
You planned that. For folks who don't know, he asked me to remind him, but he remembered on his own, and then he hits the wrong button, which is an honest mistake. I've done it too.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it, happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Please clap. We have played a song for the Prims, and now I must play one for myself.
You are an idiot.
One button makes all the difference in this business. One freaking button can turn a great moment into an... make you feel like an imbecile. Mike and Kendra, happy 30th. May you have at least 30 more. And we'll get Joey on the ball one of these. Nadler, former White House counsel, that...
Oh, Don McGahn.
If I go here at this point in the show, I'm going to get dumped. I'm going to lose it.
Well, and let's talk about the guy in the Easter Bunny outfit who beat somebody up in Orlando. I'm looking at the video now. It's the best thing today.
That's...
By far.
That is wild.
Because he was breaking up a fight. He came upon two guys fighting in the street. He starts to break up. Then he just starts wailing on one of the guys in the outfit.
I would just hope the kids wouldn't see that. You don't want your little kids seeing the Easter Bunny kicking ass.
Yeah, I think it would work. Be like, you want your Easter basket this year? Or do you want me to call the bunny?
You had a point. You got a point. It's a little...
This is why I shouldn't have children yet. Child Protective Services, like, you're threatening your children with bunnies?
Let me just bring something to your attention. Because we were kind of talking about this in general conversation yesterday.
Yeah.
Not specifically referencing you.
Okay.
But there's a reason why we're kind of wired to have kids in our late 20s and 30s. Because we have the energy to do what you need to do to raise them.
Right.
So... Well, I know, I'm sure you're going to remain virile well into your hundreds. You may not have as much get up and go. That's why grandkids are great for somebody my age, even though I don't have one. You get to borrow them and relive all the great stuff of having your own little one.
I've heard.
And you get to return them at the end of the day.
I've heard from a great writer that he said, never have children, only have grandchildren. It's Gore Vidal.
My dad said, apparently, stay single and raise your kids the same way.
Apparently Vidal hated his mother, and he was raised by his grandfather. So never have children, only have grandchildren.
Now, I told you this day would come. I told you that it was possible that this day would come. Because last Friday, when we were talking about Jack Ingram and the signature pre-owns under 10, we had about 7 or 8.
Oh, yeah.
There's one. There's one in that category. So... Congratulations to everybody who went over there and got great value on great cars priced under $10,000. But I did tell you that the day could come where they would have one or none because they would rather have nothing in a certain category than something that could be a troublemaker for them and the person that buys it. They just refuse to go there. And right now, there's a 2013 Nissan Sentra for $79.90. Now, that's a great car. It's only got 65,000 miles on it, and it looks like it just rolled out of the factory. Nissans are well-built for safety and for performance, and it's a beautiful blue car. Go over and take a look at it. If you're looking for a second car for the family, you got a new driver, you certainly want them in something, more than anything, that's dependable. But that's it, just the one car under 10 right now, and there was a whole bunch there on Friday. So there'll be more. But they're very picky, and that's for you and your best interest at Jack Ingram because they want to make sure everything that has their name on the back in that signature pre-owned lot is something that's going to perform for the people that buy it. We are 5-time customers, and every one of them has been fantastic. So I'm not asking you to consider spending your money where I haven't spent my own, and not just once or twice, 5 times now. Jack Ingram. See Tip Tames and his team at 235 Northeastern Bypass or visit jackingram.com.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch in the middle of the 5 o'clock hour, checking things out around the river region, and things look pretty good. We have an accident on I-65 northbound around the downtown area, but it is not causing any problems. Traffic is moving just fine. Same story on I-85. No problems there. If you're on the boulevard, it's pretty busy, but traffic's moving along pretty well. We don't see any major problems for you. Atlanta Highway is real busy as well, especially around Taylor Road, and that traffic jam extends on up Taylor Road all the way to Vaughan Road. Let's be careful and get home safely this afternoon. Trenum State Community College is offering an introduction to APP development with SWIFT. Classes are only $75 and start May 13th. Call Renita Scott at 420-4400 for more information. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm Ellis Eskew with CBS 8 and ABC 32. Montgomery Fire and Rescue responded to several fires overnight. One of them was the youth facility on Industrial School Road. Upon arrival, units found a large metal building with heavy smoke. No injuries were reported. Investigators are looking into the cause of the fire. They also responded to a structure fire on Delano Avenue. Authorities say a large metal storage building was well involved. No injuries were reported. The city of Montgomery is one of 5 Smart Cities Readiness Challenge winners. winners. By winning the Smart Cities Readiness Challenge, Montgomery will receive global recognition, new development opportunities, and access to a year-long technology program. And today is Earth Day, and the Montgomery Zoo celebrated with an Earth Day safari. Students participated in an endangered species scavenger hunt, trivia games, and live animal presentations. And today is also Confederate Memorial Day. All state offices will be closed today for the holiday. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are enjoying a nice string of days that will continue probably till late week. Our forecast calling for mostly clear tonight, but not quite as cool. The overnight low temperature drops to about 54. That's actually near normal for this time of the year. Tomorrow, a mostly sunny day. The warming trend continues. I think we're in the mid-80s for a high tomorrow, near 60 tomorrow night. Wednesday's high up to about 84. Still dry, partly cloudy. And then some widely scattered showers start popping up by Thursday afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms become likely Thursday night into Friday. The pollen count in the medium to high range now and in the medium range tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on Newstalk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Marshall Tucker Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone.
On a check of freight train, down at the station lot. I don't care where it goes.
Tune into the 3-Minute and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win tickets to see the Marshall Tucker Band at the Impact on April 25th. Tickets to the Marshall Tucker Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center April 25th from News Talk 93.1.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Acceptance Insurance on South Memorial Drive for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Guy Who Doesn't Watch Game of Thrones.
Guy Who Doesn't Watch Game of Thrones.
Whether you don't have HBO or whether you think dragons are stupid, you make a point to tell everyone that, for you, winter is not coming. All hail the king of nonconformity.
I'd like to go against the grain.
You even post it on Facebook.
And inject it into Monday break room conversations, yeah.
So if you're the type who makes plans on a Sunday night and rip into people for watching TV, it's because you're a true independent, a free thinker. You're Mr. Guy Who Doesn't Watch Game of Thrones, a real American hero.
Mr. Guy Who Doesn't Watch Game of Thrones.
I bet you also didn't go to the prom.
Well, I did go to the prom, but I have no idea what happened on Game of Thrones last night. Mm. That very vague description from
the There was one scene that made a lot of people uncomfortable.
Oh?
Yeah. Let's just say a actress we've been following for 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
She's now, the actual actress, Macy Williams, is 22.
Yeah.
And in the show, she's apparently 18. And so before an impending battle, she wanted to see what it was like.
What was like?
She corners the blacksmith bastard king's son.
The blacksmith bastard king's son?
Yeah, he's the bastard son of Robert Baratheon.
How do you keep track of all this? I have enough trouble following the lineup in a baseball game. That's why I don't go for these.
I have the energy, Greg. Weren't you just saying people in their late 20s, early 30s?
I didn't say that.
I think you did.
That's not what I said.
I'm going to make you eat those words. And I don't have children, so I have to occupy my time.
Now, remember my little, probably because I didn't have the energy to do it right, our little salute to Mike and Kendra Prim?
Yeah.
Celebrating 30 years of Wedded Bliss today?
That's amazing.
And you wonder, because we do these things from time to time, and we always, you know, I love to do this stuff, especially for people who have been Facebook contributors and I know have been loyal listeners. But you do it, and then you screw it up like I did, and you wonder, I hope it still worked. So I'm going to hold my phone up here. Wait a minute. Now, if I hit play, will that go back to the beginning, or do I have to move it back with my finger?
You have to move it back with your finger.
Okay, so this is really funny.
But it won't move, Joey. It won't do what I want it to do.
We'll just let it play through and then let it go to the beginning again and then hit play again.
But now it's loud and everybody can hear it.
Well, I mean, we're talking over it. That's why.
Hey, here's a great idea.
Yeah.
It's just they
love they sent you a message.
An audio message.
Okay. Yeah,
I wanted to play it.
Hold that baby up to the thing called the microphone.
Because you were part of this and I don't think I can hold it up because I am so low. My energy is so low.
You should have stopped by the gas station.
But I get a kick out of this.
Hey, Greg, we would like to make a big old shout out to the greatest talk show host ever in the state of Alabama and the United States of America. That was awesome. We even loved your mistakes. That was great. And my husband was extremely surprised. It's a lot to celebrate today. So, what is this? Okay, so this is really funny. I guess he sent you one also. I don't know. Anyway, thanks, Greg. That was awesome. What did you say,
Mike? That was nice, wasn't it?
Wonderful.
All right.
Now, I did not see a note from Mike, but I did from Kendra. Anyway, enjoy your great dinner tonight that you have planned. And we're very happy for you. I just don't have the energy to make it till 6.
I hope they don't eat too much of their great dinner, though. They still need the energy themselves. Celebrate.
You mean like cake and ice cream?
Yeah, exactly. You save room for dessert.
Let me just say this. I could have been... What? I could have been married...
Oh, no.
No, over 40 years if I had stayed married to my first wife. I was very young.
Oh, man.
I was like a child groom.
A child groom? Okay. But she was a child bride, so it was fine, right?
It gets better with age.
It does?
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely.
Sure.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because we have... Patience,
okay.
And,
you've learned to make a singular experience really count. You cherish those moments, right?
Because you could be dead the next day.
Right. Carpe diem.
Last I checked, not even those little blue pills can do anything for you once that's happened.
Right. Once rigor mortis sets in?
But, yeah. But...
So it's been a good show today.
We're gonna. By the way, Mike and Kendra, the podcast will have the whole thing, the 5 to 6 podcast, and you get that single hour. You can take that link and you can put it on Facebook or send it to your friends, and they'll listen to it, and they'll all say, friend, family, and others.
That is great radio.
We promise. Keeping you comfortable with the, God, this weekend weather and today, fantastic. But, you know, we're going to turn that corner shortly into that relentless blast furnace heat. And the one thing you want to make sure of is that your system's been checked out before the summer starts. Not just to make sure that it's in good working order, but to keep your power bills to a minimum. That's what a Clark's Club membership can do for you. You'll get them out. For $159, you get two of these tune-ups. And when they leave, your system is running at peak energy efficiency. So you do your best to keep yourself comfortable without running up. I mean, we had to call them out last year because I got a bill for almost $500. And I knew we weren't keeping the house that cool. So they came out and they found that the unit's not brand new. It's not that old. It still should have some years left on it. But something had slipped that was causing it to operate inefficiently. And it was building sort of like a sludgy substance, which was making it work harder to keep the house cool. They fixed that. The next bill was down by $80. And I never really looked to see which period, the exact dates, because it probably was even more than that. But those are the kinds of things that they can catch. And a situation like that can eventually lead to a systemic failure. And then you got to look at replacing the whole thing. You don't want to, nobody wants to do that. That's a lot of money. So the best thing is preventative maintenance from Clark's. Rick and Bobby have told me more than once that a system should last 20 to 30 years if it gets TLC. And on this show, that is the love of Clark's. They also have fantastic, the best plumbers on the planet who really know their stuff. Everybody is background checked thoroughly, and you'll find that their customer service is second to none. And they'll call to make sure that it was exactly that for you. 277-2125, 277-2125, or clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Montgomery Skywatch moving closer to the 6 o'clock hour, and things are still looking pretty good out there on the highways this afternoon. We don't see any major delays, especially on the interstates. They are rolling along just fine. The boulevard's really crowded, but we don't see anything to really slow down your travel home this afternoon. The busiest area we see right now is on Taylor Road, and it's real crowded from the Atlanta Highway up to East Chase and then extending out to Vaughan Road. We do have a couple of accidents for you. They are kind of out of the way, not in a major area, but we do have one that might slow you down. That's at Carter Hill Road in front of the flower shop there at Mulberry Street and Finley Street at South Decatur Street, just south of I-85. Let's be careful. Head on to the house safely this afternoon. Reinhardt Toyota must sell 200 Toyotas by the end of the month. Test drive any Toyota, and you'll be registered to win a Kindle Fire Stick. No purchase necessary. There'll be a winner each week. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
I just did something on Twitter. I'll be eager to see if they punish me. I got one of those petitions. If the Electoral College didn't exist, Hillary Clinton would be president right now. And I said, printed it out and sent it. F you. I don't even like to admit that I ever even talk like that. Because, you know, most of the time, I don't. Stop with that. I'm just upset. That's why it's triggering, because I'm...
Well, you're probably just talking like that because the president's example.
Yeah.
How crude he
vulgar
is.
Vulgar and all that.